弟兄姐妹们平安，朋友们早上好。我们今天要继续的一起来思想哥罗西书，我们会思想哥罗西书，就是刚才我们读的那个经卷那个经卷就是哥罗西书第一章第三节到第八节。那么这几节的经文呢，如果你看原来的希腊文里边呢，我们中文是分成好几句话，但是在原文里边呢，这是长长的，就是一句话。
So we're going to study Corinthians chapter 1:3-8 today, and as you can see in the original Hebrew, it's a long, it's actually much simpler, simpler verses compared to Chinese.
那我们这一段的经文呢，我们会从两个角度来看这段的经文。
So we're coming to read this scripture with two angles.
第一个方面呢，我们要来看福音。
The first part we're going to look into gospel.
那保罗是怎么样来透视这个福音的
？So we're going to look at how Paul shared the gospel.
第二个方面呢，我们要来看这些接受了福音的哥罗西的弟兄姐妹们，他们是怎么样在属灵的生命上有经历、有成长。
The second angle we're going to look at is how the people who have received the gospel have grown in spirit.
所以我们今天呢，我们会集中在第一个方面，就是集中在福音。
So today we're going to talk about the first part about gospel.
下个礼拜呢，我们会转到属灵生命成长的经历。
Next week we will talk about the spiritual growth.
今天讲福音这一块的时候呢，我们会从几个地方来着手。
So when we talk about gospel, we'll come in a couple facets.
就像今天领诗的和诗班的，大家都有共同的主题，就是基督是福音的中心。
As the choir have seen that the Christ is the foundation of our gospel.
这是我们要今天要一起来思想的第一点。
That is the first point that we are listening.
第二点，我们要一起来思想福音是真理的道。
So the second part we're going to think about is the gospel is the truth.
第三点，我们要来思想福音是恩典的信息。
So the third one we're going to think about is the gospel is the grace.
第四点，我们要来思想说福音是给全世界的。
The fourth we can think about gospel is for everybody in the world.
好，让我们再有一点的祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，当我们今天一起打开你话语的时候，我们是何等愿意谦卑在你话语的前面，领受你话语对我们灵命的滋养。
Dear God, we come to you with a humble heart and receive your blessing in your scripture.
愿圣灵来做感动和启示的工作。
Please let the Holy Spirit come lead us to inspire us.
让我们在这里的时候，无论说了、听了，都同得一处，同蒙造就。
So no matter what we hear over here, we can bring to our life.
我们这样一起的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们来看我们今天的经文啊。没有关系。我刚才已经说了，我说读我们这段经文的时候吧，你就可以看到啊，这个保罗吧，我们看第三节啊，我都给大家听好了啊。第三节说，我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。这里的我们是指谁？就是写这封书信的作者是谁？保罗和提摩太。他们说我们感谢神，所以保罗是一个感恩的人。 保罗是一个非常非常会感恩的人。我们弟兄姐妹们，哦。
So in the third verse where he says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Over here, we means Paul, who read this chapter.
我昨天是一起参加了楼下有一个小组的聚会。
So last night I participated in the small group gathering downstairs.
昨天那个聚会有一个很大的特点。
There's a special character for last night's gathering.
大家都是互相鼓励。
Everybody encourage each other.
大家都是感恩。
Everybody is thankful of each other.
结果有一个弟兄他在分享的时候他说我常常脸上不高兴因为是我缺少感恩。
So one brother come up and shared that sometimes I don't look happy because I'm not thankful.
实际上不管是他我也是这样。
And sometimes I think I was that way too.
因为我们中国文化里边说是好像你好的不用说坏的不指说不行
So in our Chinese culture and we really praise for good things but we always criticize for bad things
所以我觉得我现在想到这个时候我也很对不起我的女儿
So when I thought about it I feel the sorry for my daughter
可能是在座有很多做父亲都这样我女儿她说爸爸我怎么做你也觉得我还没有达到目标
So maybe many father over here is like this, and my daughter say that no matter what I do, I never achieve your standard.
这恐怕是植根在我们中国文化里边啊。
So maybe this is rooted in our Chinese culture.
中国人看人家的问题眼界很尖。
So in Chinese, we think about other people's problem that we see it very clearly.
但是你看西方的时候，你跟着谁在一起的时候，他即使有意见或者说这个东西他不太喜欢听的话。他对的是说 This is very interesting
In Western culture Even though they don't agree Or don't think that it's right And they will just reply This is interesting
所以我们到了西方来的时候我们还要好好的学西方文化好的地方是不是
So when we come to the United States We have to learn part of the good part of the American culture
所以使徒保罗呢是一个非常伟大的一个经历人的一个人
Paul is a very good man.
而且他的这封书信呢，是一个感恩的榜样。
And so this, the letter is an example of thanksgiving.
他感谢耶稣基督在哥罗西基督徒的生命中所做的一切。
He is thankful for everything that Christ has brought to the disciples.
不仅仅是在我们刚才读的这段经文里边。
Not only in this scripture.
那在哥罗西书的第一章的十二节第二章的七节第三章的十五节
So in different part of Corinthians you can also see this thankfulness
对而且第三章的第十七节第四章的第二节你都可以看到保罗说他在那边感恩
So among all this scripture you can also see how thankful
弟兄姐妹们当我们想到说保罗写这封书信的时候是在监狱里边
But when we think about when Paul writes this chapter, he's in the prison.
他前面的命运如何，他是不知道的。
He doesn't know about his fortune.
他很有可能会很快被训、被砍头。
And more likely, he will be killed.
所以他的这个感恩就显得更加的珍贵。
So his thankfulness it become more significant.
因此，我们每一个人。在回顾在看我们生命中神对我们的带领的时候我们真是要满了感恩
So everybody when we look back our life we should be thankful
我就想到了昨天我跟小梅两个人我们给原来的一个老原来康熙的一个老弟兄通了个电通了个视频
So last night me and my wife did a video chat with one of my brothers
这个老弟兄我好几次在这边讲到的时候提到他
Many times when I share I have talked about him
这老弟兄我曾经提到过他他为了信仰关了六年
So this brother because of his belief he had been in prison for 6 years
但是他不否认主的名又继续关了17年
But he never stopped proclaiming God's Lord's name and being in prison for another 17 years
最近他查出有癌症并且扩散。
Recently, he was diagnosed with cancer.
他给全教会写了一封信。
He wrote a letter to the whole church.
他说他已经97岁了，他说他也不想要浪费医疗资源，他说我就静静等着主把我接回去。
He said he's 97 years old. He does not want to waste medical resources, and he wants to let the Lord guide him.
昨天晚上我们用视频看了他，他已经不能说话，但他听起还是很好。
So last night when I video chat with him, he cannot talk anymore, but he still can hear.
我们的心里都非常难过。
We feel very sad about this.
我们小妹就跟他讲说，曾伯伯，你能够扛住的话，我们回上海，从上海回来，我们一定要去看你。
So my wife had told him that please hold on, we want to go visit you in Shanghai.
当我回顾这个老弟兄一生的时候，我想他身上有两个非常非常特殊的特点。
When I think about the life journey of this brother, I thought about two special characters.
第一个，他对主是忠心到底。
The first one, he's very loyal to God.
所以如果在座有一些比较在主里边年长一些弟兄，大家都知道李牧胜弟兄。
So some of you may know the 李牧胜 brother.
李牧胜他跟李牧胜是关在一起的。
So he was in prison with 李牧胜。
所以你就看到他的分量是多大，他跟李牧胜关在一起。
So you can tell that what is his.
但是他很少谈他过去的事。
But he rarely talked about his past.
他满有感恩。
All he talked about is thanksgiving.
当我问他说，我自己为主受了那么多苦，关在监狱里边，在龙改农场23年，我说你是怎么过来的？
So when I asked him, how did you pass all this time when in prison and in farm?
他说他发现李牧胜跟他关在一起的时候，就是因为在地里边劳动的时候，他们唱赞美诗，一唱这边唱那边回应了，他们见面。
So when they were in the prison, he and 李牧胜 were singing the songs, and that's how they met.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们不要小看我们今天常常唱的诗歌，记住一点在心里，有一天大家不能够公开的时候，你唱歌有人回应，你就知道这是你的弟兄姐妹。
So sometimes don't forget about singing praises because when the time that you can talk about God's Lord, maybe that's the way we find our brother and sister.
刚才我讲的这位老弟兄，他的第二个特点是他满了感恩。
The second special about him is full of thankfulness.
他说，正因为他关在这个农场里边，虽然劳动很辛苦，但是他却因此而避免了在外边文化大革命早就跟人家斗死掉。
And just because he was prisoned in the farm, even though it's very hard labor, but because that he was forsaken from being killed.
所以在我们的周围有很多这样会感恩、是感恩的基督徒，就像云彩一样见证人围绕在我们弟兄姐妹的周围。
So around us, there's a lot of Christians just like this brother giving testimony, just like the clouds around us.
所以感恩是一个基督徒一个很重要的一个标志。
And thankful is one of the key characters of being Christian.
那我们接下来来看看，我们刚才读的这个整个这个经节里边，首先他是讲到说福音是传到了格鲁西。
So we look at all the scripture. The first is talk about how the gospel spread to Corinth.
第三节第五节说，这盼望就是你们从前在福音正的道上所听见的。
On this you have heard before in the words of truth, the gospel.
所以他们是听见的，换句话讲就是说他们不是自己弄出来的。
So they heard about it, but it's not from their imagination.
换句话讲就是说这个福音是一定有人传给他的。
So in other words, this gospel was spread from other people.
那是谁把福音带到了哥罗西的地方呢？
So who bring the gospel to Corinth?
按照圣经的记载，我们可以推测一下，因为这里边讲到了一个叫以弗，一个叫以把弗的人。
So, according to the Bible, is the man called 以把弗。
以把弗这个人呢，他当时他去找保罗，啊，他信了，当时哥罗西的这个教会的时候呢，遇到了一些异端的请乱。
So during that period of time, there is some fighting in Corinth.
他就把这个情况再去问保罗，所以保罗就写了这个哥罗西书。
So Ephraim brings this situation to Paul, and Paul writes this gospel.
那么他是怎么信主的呢？大概可以从使徒行传十九章第十节的里边可以知道。
So how does he believe in God? We can look from in the Act, the chapter 1.
因为保罗在以弗所里边，以弗所里边服侍了三年。
So Paul has been Ephesus through for 3 years.
他在那边开了基督的学堂。
Over there, he opened a school for Christ.
在那边有很多很多的人信主。
Over there, there's many people believe in God.
那很可能是以弗所这个以把弗呢，就在那个时候信了耶稣。
Maybe it's around that time Ephesus believed in God.
所以他信主以后呢，我们也可以说，你信完主，你也可以什么，在保罗身边可以得到更多的教导，可以看到更多奇妙的事发生。
And after he believed in God, he can see more miracles when he's around Paul.
但是他并没有在那边留了很久。
But he have not stayed there for a long time.
而是他认识他自己首要的责任是要把福音带给他身边的人。
His first responsibility is bring gospel to the people around them.
所以在这里时候呢，我们就可以看到。
So at this time we can see.
一个人信主以后，一方面是要成长，另一方面呢，就要尽快的把你所听到的福音啊，所得到的救恩，带给你家里的人，你周围的人，你所能够接触到的人。
After you become a Christian, other than you understand the gospel, but the most important thing is bring the gospel, the good news to all your family, friends around you.
所以我想弟兄姐妹们多记得，在马可福音里边有一个很有名的故事，就是有一个人身上被附了很多很多的鬼。
So, you may remember a Bible story in Mark, and one person have been, with a lot of ghosts on them.
那在那段的圣经故事记载里边，是讲在格拉森那个地方，是不是啊？主耶稣到那边，有人说他被鬼附了，怎么怎么样？然后耶稣从他身上赶出多少鬼，都到猪里边去，有多少猪塞到悬崖下面，两千头猪，是不是啊？那有多少鬼？
So in that story, that how many ghosts are around him, and then he said about like 200 ghosts.
所以他信了耶稣以后，他就跟耶稣讲，他要跟耶稣一起走。
So after he believed in Christ, and he said, "I want to follow you."
但是耶稣什么说？耶稣不许他跟他一起走，反而跟他讲：“你回去把神在你身上所成就的事告诉你的乡亲。”
And Jesus don't allow him to follow him because he said you have to go back to your home to spread the gospel to.
这是马可福音第五章十九节里边那句话。
And this is the Mark 5:19.
对，那句话说，耶稣不许，却对他说：“你回家去，把你的亲到你的亲属那里，将主所为你所做的是何等的大事。”多是怎样的怜悯你，多告诉他们。
And he did not permit him, but say to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you."
所以在我们的中间有很多的弟兄姐妹多是这样。
So among us, many brothers and sisters like this.
信了耶稣以后，愿意把福音传开。
After you believe in Christ, you would like to share the gospel.
传给我们的亲人。
To share the gospel to our relatives.
唱给我们周围的人。
And share the gospel to the people around us.
唱给我们的同事。
Share the gospel to our co-workers.
所有我们能够接触到的人。
Whoever we have in contact with.
这是神所喜悦的。
And this is what God is very happy about.
那我们接下来呢，我们要来看，既然这个福音已经传到了哥罗西。
So next we have to take a look after the gospel has been spread to Colossians.
可是因为哥罗西那个地方呢，是一个外邦哲学和外邦宗教非常混杂的地方。
In Colossians that time, there's a lot of foreign religion.
那在那样的情况下面呢，就有一些的假教士就进入到了哥罗西的教会。
So at that time, there's some fake people and then coming to the church.
那他们所宣扬的并不是真正的福音。
What they talk about is not the real gospel.
那真正的福音是什么呢？
So what is the real gospel?
保罗在这里讲的真正的福音是什么呢？
Over here, what the Paul talk about the real gospel.
好，那我们来看看在哥林多前书第一章里边。哥林多前书十五章里边，从第一到第八节里边，保罗是怎么样来阐述上帝的福音的？
So let's take a look at how Paul have shared the gospel.
首先，耶稣基督是福音的中心。
Jesus Christ the center of gospel.
在哥林多前书十五章里边这么说，哦，我那个字不对了，就应该弟兄，因为我是靠背上去，这个是不应该有一个是。弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们，知道这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就得因信这福音得救。
Now I will remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believe in vain.
那在这里的时候，保罗很清楚地说，哥林多的弟兄姐妹们，你们领受了福音，你们要靠着它站立得住。
So over here it says very clearly, the brother and sister, after receive the gospel, you need to rely on it to praise God.
那他所传给的福音是讲什么呢？
So what is this gospel about?
那我们来看保罗继续在这么说。他说，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一，就是基督照圣经所说，为我们这罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。并且显给基法看，基法就是彼得，然后显给十二使徒看。
So the gospel was listed in this following scripture. For I deliver to you as the first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised in the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12.
在这里的时候很清楚，保罗告诉我们说，福音是什么？
So over here we can see very clearly what Paul talk about gospel.
福音是基督为我们的罪死了。
Gospel is first is Christ died for our sins.
埋葬了，第三天复活。
And he was buried and he was raised in the third day.
所以我们要传福音的时候，我们一定要把这个主要的内容要传清楚。
So when we share the gospel, we have to make sure this was spread clearly.
因为一个人信福音信得不清楚的时候，他认为自己得救了，恐怕也很难说吧。
So sometimes people were not clear what they believe in gospel, and it's hard.
耶稣曾经说过，他说他是羊的门。
Jesus has said that he's the door for the lamb.
换句话说，是羊进出他的门，才能够是他羊圈里的羊。
So what that means is that after the lamb had passed the door, become the lamb of him.
耶稣怎么会成为羊的门呢？就是他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
So why would Jesus cry with the door of the lamb? Because he died on the cross.
所有在他羊圈里的羊才是他用宝血所救赎买得回来的。
So the older lamb that in his pasture door was saved by his blood.
他埋葬了，为我们死了，埋葬了，第三天复活。
After he died for us in his resurrection and third day.
因此我们传福音一定要把这个内容传清楚。
So when we share the gospel, we want to make sure this is very clearly.
福音不是你到教会来，歌声很好听，有很多很好的朋友。
Gospel is not about whether you sing very right or you have a lot of friends at church.
你觉得教会里边很有爱。
Or you feel that there's love in church.
但是我们传福音的时候没有把这个传清楚的话，很多的时候我们会误导人的。
So a lot of times when we share gospel, we didn't share this clearly. We misguide the people.
是我们要让人知道说教会有爱，教会唱圣诗，教会敬拜主，这些多不错。
It is good that we let people know that the loving church, we sing at church.
但是我们怎么才能够来到上帝的面前跟上帝和好？只有耶稣。
So, but the real thing we need to share about is how we can be with God.
他是中心。
And he is the center.
他是我们信仰的对象。
And he is what we believe in.
所以我们不需要把耶稣基督为我们这死了、埋葬了、第三天复活这个福音传得清清楚楚。
So we have to share the gospel about his death and his resurrection in 3 days and very clearly state the story.
我们在传福音的时候不仅仅要让人认识到我们是有罪的。
When we share the gospel, we have to let people know that we are sinners.
但是神并不定我们的罪，而是有好消息，我们的罪可以得到赦免。
But God didn't punish our sin, but He gave us good news that He has saved us.
因此说，我们传福音传的是一个好消息。
So when we share the gospel, it's all about good news.
罪人能得赦免，与神和好。
The good news is about the sinner being forgiven.
是通过耶稣基督所做所行的。
And because what Christ has done for us.
这就是福音是以耶稣基督为中心。
And this is why gospel should be with Jesus Christ at center.
所以福音不是一种什么哲学的思辨，也不是什么宗教的教条。
So gospel is not about religion or philosophy.
而是耶稣基督，神的儿子是福音的中心。
And because the Son of God is the center of the gospel.
那保罗讲的第一点就是说，福音的中心是耶稣基督。
Paul, the first thing Paul has said is the center of the gospel is Jesus Christ.
第二点，保罗讲到说，福音是真理的道。
The second part Paul has said that the gospel is the truth.
福音是真理的道。那我们来看第一章第五节里边是这么说的，所以呢给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel.
也就是讲说这个福音呢是从神而来的，是可以信靠的。
So what it says over here is the gospel comes from God. It's trustworthy.
约翰福音十七章里边，十七章十七节里边这么说：你的道就是真理。
So in John 17:17, it says that the gospel is the truth.
在这个世界上，我们每天听到很多的信息。
In this world, we hear a lot of news.
也接触到很多人谈他的想法。
And we heard about a lot of opinion from many people.
有很多都可以称之为是真实的。
Many of them can be truth.
唯有上帝的话，耶稣的道才是真理。
But only the word from God is the truth.
撒旦是一个说谎的。
Satan lies.
所以相信撒旦谎言的人就引向灭亡。
So whoever believes in Satan's lies will influence us.
从创世纪一开始，夏娃受了撒旦的欺骗，偷吃那个禁果， 引向人什么走向死亡。
As we can see from the Genesis that Eve have listened to Satan's lie and eat of forbidden food.
所以我在座的每一位的基督徒弟兄姐妹们，我们都能够见证说，当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候，我们就经历了新的生命。
So everybody can believe that whenever we have believed in Christ, we have a new life.
我们知道，从有人类历史以来，一直想要毁灭神的真理，但是神的真理既然屹立不动，而谎言是失败的。
So in the history, we have to see that many people are trying to change the truth, but we know that truth will always survive.
我们常常讲，你相信什么？
Many times we say whatever you believe.
那信仰和信仰的对象要一致的。
What you believe and who you believe in need to be the same.
我们知道有一些没有开化的地方的那些人，他们找一块的石头也会去敬拜。
Sometimes we see undeveloped country and they will worship to a stone.
在我们周围很多受教育的人，在城市里边的人，他们把金钱把财产把地位作为可以崇拜的地方。
In the city with people with education, they put money, status and their property as worship.
因此无论是向石头敬拜，向菩萨敬拜，和向金钱敬拜，向地位敬拜，向你的事业敬拜，都是虚空的。
Whatever we try to worship to other than God, it's all fail.
真正的基督徒的信靠的是耶稣基督。
The only thing that we can trust is Jesus Christ.
因为我们的信仰是以证明为根基。
Because our belief is belief based on truth.
其他任何的信仰都是迷信。
Any other belief is not real.
因为它不能够拯救人。
Because they cannot save people.
所以在这里的时候呢，我们一定要很清楚的知道福音是真理的道。
So over here we have to really clearly know that the gospel is the truth.
另外呢，我们还要来看一点呢，就是福音呢是恩典的信息。
The next we're going to see, it is the message of God's grace.
在基督徒我们平时讲恩典也讲怜悯。
In Christians, sometimes we talk about grace, we sometimes talk about compassion.
我们在这边我们看哥罗西书第一章第六节里边是这么说，自从你们听见福音真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
Over in here we talk about as it so it does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God.
所以在这里很清楚地说，这个福音呢是上帝恩典的信息。
So over here we can see a very clear gospel is the grace of God.
我们知道我们讲恩典是因为说我们不配。
When we talk about grace because we don't deserve it.
我们讲怜悯的时候是因为上帝怜悯使我们当受的惩罚免了，这叫做怜悯。
When we talk about forgiven because what we have done being forgiven.
在这里我们很清楚地看见福音呢是上帝给不配的罪人的恩惠。
So we can see over here the gospel is the forgiveness and the grace for the people who don't deserve it.
因此福音是一个好消息，就是因为是恩典。
The grace is the good news because the grace.
神乐意并且能够拯救所有信靠耶稣基督的人。
God is willing and able to save everybody who is believing God.
曾经在英国有一个很杰出的历史学家和一个法律的权威。
There is a historian in England.
他是在16世纪末期到17世纪中叶在英国是很有名的一个学者。
He was a famous scholar in about mid-16th to 17th century.
他家里边那个时候常有8000册的图书。
At his home, there are about 8,000 books in his home.
他不览全书。
And he had read all of them.
他临死的时候，他跟那个一个主教就讲了这么一段话。
When he passed away, he had talked to the religion leader.
后来这句话就记了下来。
It was a record of this.
他当时怎么说？他说我这一生啊，读过很多很多的书。
I have read many books in my life.
我也涉及到很多很多不同的领域。
I have also made understanding for different parts.
但是他说我想不出有任何一本书任何一句话给我的灵魂使我的灵魂能够得安息。
But there is no book to calm my spirit.
他说除了圣经里边这样一句话。
Other than the one scripture from the Bible.
那就是在圣经里有一句话就是说在神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
So this word in the Bible is talk about the grace of God have shown in the gospel.
在提多书里边。
It's in the,
提多书第二章第十一节。那换句话讲就是说使人的灵魂能够得安息的是什么就是上帝的恩典。
So in another word, the only thing will count the spirit is the grace of God.
这是一个大有学问的人他临终的时候说的话。
And this is from a person who have many of a great knowledge.
这是很值得我们深思的。
And this is something we can think about.
也值得提醒我们。
And it's something that should remind us.
接下来我们要来看看这个福音不仅仅讲到是以基督为中心不仅仅讲到是真理不仅仅讲到是恩惠而且讲到这个福音是给你给我给全世界所有的人的
Next we're going to talk about this gospel is for you for me and for everybody in the world
福音是为全世界的人
The gospel is for the whole world
这福音传到你们那里也传到普天之下并且结果增长如同在你们中间自从你们听见福音真知道神恩惠的日子一样
which have come to you as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing as it also does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God
两千年以前耶稣来到地上找了十二个门徒
2,000 years ago, Christ coming to the world and then find 12 disciples.
他们成为主的使徒，他们听了耶稣的教导，然后什么？耶稣复活以后，向他们显现，圣灵充满他们，他们就出来传福音。
So these 12 disciples had experienced Jesus Christ shared gospel to them, his death, his resurrection, and after that they come all share the gospel.
两千年以来到我们今天都是不断的有人在这传所以使我们这些本跟福音没有关系的人都听到了福音
In this 2000 years that many people don't hesitate to share the gospel that's why we can hear the gospel today
所以你就可以看到今天不仅是中国人不仅是苏联人不仅是美国人不仅是菲律宾人到哪里都能够找到信耶稣的人
So no matter where you are in the world, you can see that believer in Christ.
当然，今天福音还有没有传到的地方。
And there are also many parts of the world have not received the gospel.
就是那天我们在上个礼拜五的时候，我们的弟兄他就给我们看了一张世界的地图。
So like last Friday night, one of our brothers shared the map of the world.
我们可以看到在纬度在22的地方这个地方是大部分穆斯林的地方或者其他的、啊、比较抵抗福音的地方福音还没有传到
And there are still many Muslim countries the gospel has not spread over there
我们的弟兄最后鼓励我们说我们就可以从我们的周围做起
So our brother encouraged us we can start from the people around us
他告诉我们说在我们不远的地方18里的地方有个叫18里的地方那里就有印第安人的部落
So about 18 miles from here there's an Nisqually where the Indian tribe is at
因为他们曾经跟白人有过冲突，所以白人去传福音的话呢，他们比较不愿意听。
Because in their history, they have conflict with Caucasians, so maybe when Caucasian goes great gospel, they may not hear it.
但是我们中国人的去的话呢，他们还是很欢迎的。
And they welcome Chinese a little more.
所以我们都可以为这些事祷告。
And we can continue pray for this.
福音传给全世界的时候，
When we share the gospel to the whole world,
主才会来到。
The Lord will come.
在这个时候，我就想起，我曾经听说过，在我原来来的那个地方叫做 Kansas City.
I thought about what happened when I was in Kansas City.
Kansas City 曾经有一个传道人。
There was a person who shared the gospel in Kansas City.
他传福音的时候，他是有一种很轻盈的，使人感到兴奋的方式来传福音。
When he shared the gospel, he made people very excited.
他在引用约翰福音三章十六节的时候。
When you recite Matthew chapter 3,
我们知道约翰福音三章十六节说什么？神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In that chapter, it talks about God loves people.
所以在那里的时候，他往往他把这段经文跟他念了以后，也解释了以后呢，他就会问在座的一个问题。
After he shared this gospel with people, he would ask people a question.
他说如果你要给全世界的人送一个合适的礼物，你会送给别人什么礼物？
So if you want to give the people at the whole world a good gift, what kind of gift you will give to people?
所以我们在座都可以想一想，如果说你今天说让你给全世界的人送一份礼物，你要送一份什么礼物给全世界的人？
And we can think about the same question too when we want to give the present to the whole world. What kind of gift that we'll give to them?
有的人说我送一本书给他们，他们可以读读书，有一点文化。
Some people will say maybe we'll give them a book so they can gain some knowledge.
但是有的人他没有文化，他也不能读书，你给他书有什么用呢？
But some people who can't read a book, what was the use of giving a book?
如果他是读中文的，英文不能说，你给他英文的书也没有用，是不是？
And plus there's some language barrier as well.
所以你不可能 送给这本书可以送给全世界的人。
So you cannot share one book to the people in the whole wide world.
那中国的食物非常的好，但是你不可以 不能说我把 中国的食物给每一个世界上的人都很愿意。
So even that we love Chinese food, but not everybody in the world loves Chinese food.
我知道很多年轻的小孩子他不一定非常的愿意吃中国的饭菜。
Like young kids at church, they don't really want to eat Chinese food sometimes.
我记得我们刚刚到美国来的时候，第一年我女儿过生日，他们有个传统习惯，就是要抓很多小朋友到家里边来过生日。
I remember the first year when my daughter had birthday in the United States, we have invited many friends come to celebrate.
小梅做了很多菜。
My wife had made many Chinese dishes.
然后那些孩子们，我那时候女儿来才五岁嘛，大概五六岁的时候，那些小跟她同年龄的小朋友来了以后，看看一个都不吃的。
So all the 5-6-year-old come to his house, look at Chinese food, didn't touch it at all.
我们认为很好，给他们吃，他们不要。
We thought that's a very good food, but none of the kids wanted.
后来我们知道什么？给他们披萨，给他们喝点酒吃。
Now we know pizza and juice will do.
我女儿过生日是夏天嘛。
So it's during the summertime.
所以就是让他们出去玩水枪，他们很高兴。
And they're very happy to go out to play water guns.
所以看来中国的食物也不是你送给每一个人，每一个人都会接受。
So it looks like not everybody loves Chinese food.
也许你今天大家比较看重钱，你送给人家钱，人家重要吧。
So maybe we give money to people. Would that be a good gift?
但是今天世界上还有一个部落，他们互相交流东西的时候不用花钱的。
But then,
他们是货物交换。
So many tribes in the world, they don't use money, they exchange goods.
所以你说这个金钱是不是你可以送给全世界每一个人作为礼物呢？
So is money is a good gift for people for the whole wide world?
所以最后呢，这位牧师他说，只有你能够给全世界每一个人一样礼物是，能够带给人永恒生命的礼物就是福音。
So what he say, the only gift that you can give the whole wide world, that is the forever life of gospel.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要带给别人一份礼物，是每个人都需要，每个人都应该要接受的那份礼物是什么？就是福音。
So the gift that we have to bring to everybody is what everybody need is the gospel.
所以在这里说，保罗还特别的说，他说这个福音传遍到天下的时候，是会结果增长的。
As here Paul say that indeed the whole world is bearing fruit increasing.
所以呢，在这个时候，我们可以看到这个福音呢，它是一个一个人这么传过去的。
As we can see over here, the gospel was shared among from one person to the other.
所以我说，我们在这样一个教会里边，我们是很注重要把福音一个一个传开。
So in this church, we really cherish that we share the gospel.
所以天主教有一个问题，我到现在我一直是觉得他们不用传福音。
So that's one of the big difference between Christian and Catholic is not sharing the gospel.
就是说在天主教会里边呢，你父母信主了，你小孩子呢生出来以后就带到教会，自然而然的就是成了天主教的教徒。
So in the Catholic, the religious become a family tradition.
所以他不愿意去传福音，他是按照人口的增长，福音就开始传开。
So they do not have to share the gospel, it just depends on the family growth.
所以你就可以看到，这是不合圣经教导的。
And as you can see, that's not consistent with Bible teaching.
因为要传福音这件事，神是什么？神从拣选亚伯拉罕的那个时候就开始了。
And we can see the sharing gospel is starting from the selection of Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕说，我祝福你，让你成为大国。
And he tell Abraham, say, we bless you, we let you become the biggest country.
要让他什么？去祝福别人。
And to let them to bless other people.
所以我们今天我们这个人，我们接受到福音以后，我们要成为什么？福音的管道。
So now, after we receive the gospel, we have to be the channel for the gospel.
让福音什么？通过我们这个管道流出去。
And let the gospel pass on to us to other people.
所以这里才能够达到什么？福音什么？传遍全世界，然后不断的生根开花。
And that's how the gospel can spread all over the world.
所以我就常常在想。
So many times thinking about.
过去的时代里边，是西方的弟兄姐妹们把福音传给了我们中国人。
In the past, is people from Western come spread the gospel to China.
西方世界有很多很多的宣教士。
In the Western world, there's a lot of people share the gospel.
上帝爱我们中国人。
God loves Chinese.
愿我们中国的人的灵魂能够得救。
They save our spirit.
不仅仅是我们得救，我们把福音要传开。
Not only they save us, but also we have to share the gospel.
2013年的时候，我跟小梅在北京。
In 2013, me and my wife in Beijing.
那个时候，我们从北京有一个专门做基督徒统计的弟兄那边知道，当时北京这个地方基督徒的百分比是8%。
At that time, the percent of Christian in Beijing is only 8%.
如果我们基督徒的数字越来越增加的话，我们不仅是自己得到，而且能够出来做宣教士的话。
Not only we can share the gospel, but we can also be more advanced.
也包括我们今天神把我们先带到北美。
And including us, bring us to North America.
我们觉得我们到美国来，我们都有一个美国梦。
When we come to America, we all have American dream.
神有更高的旨意。
But God has a deeper meaning for all this.
他要让我们在这边能够跟他相遇。
His plan is for us to meet with him here.
通过耶稣基督的救恩与神和好。
Through the salvation of Jesus Christ, be with God.
我们不能把福音扣留下来。
We cannot hold on to the gospel.
我们要把它传出去。
We have to spread it.
如果我们每一个人都尽到自己这一份责任的时候，我相信中国以后将会成为一个宣教的大国。
So if everybody do this job, I believe that China, the percent of Christian will be the highest.
所以这就是在这里说的，传到普天之下，结果增长。
That's what it says. Indeed, the whole world is bearing fruit, increasing.
因此，这个福音的报今天都传到了我们这个世代的每一个的弟兄姐妹的身上。
Now the proton of sharing gospel is among you and me and all the brothers and sisters in the world.
我们一定要注意，我们传的是耶稣基督为中心的福音。
And we have to remember that we have to share the gospel with Christ in center.
我们传的是真理的道。
What we share the gospel is the truth.
我们传的是恩惠的福音。
What we share is about the grace.
我们传的是福音，要让所有听到达的人都愿意蒙恩，愿意来到主的面前接受福音。
The gospel we share will make everybody able to receive and able to receive the grace of God.
我们感谢主留下保罗这些宝贵的写下的话，在圣经里边激励我们。
We are thankful for Paul have recorded all the good letters.
所以我们不仅仅在这边一起来思想上帝的话，而是我们在行动上面要活出上帝话语的实际。
So over here, not only we have to learn about God's word, but also we have to live the word in our life.
我们相信主在天上看我们的时候，他是要差遣我们。
We believe when God look at us, He's going to send us.
让我们在这个世代里边成为一个神所喜悦传福音的人。
And in this world, let us all become what God loves, who share the gospel.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们向你献上感恩。
Dear God, we are thankful for you being here.
我们知道保罗不仅是说要万事感恩。
We know that the Paul not only want the people who been thankful.
而且他实在是一个感恩的典范。
But he also a very good example for being thankful.
他的哥罗西的人，他在福音上所听见、所持守的，献上感恩。
So like Corinthians, what would they see? We give thanks.
也激励我们今天后来的人，我们听到福音，持守正道。
Also encourages that we follow the same path.
我们知道主，你把我们留在这个地上。有一个使命，就要让我们成为福音的见证。
We know, Lord, you let us stay in this world because we have a mission to share the gospel.
我们不仅仅是口传，我们更是在行为上，在生活的见证之间，让人看出我们真是神的儿女。
Not only we share the gospel with our mouths, but also with our action.
谢谢天父给我们这福音。
Thank Lord for the gospel.
愿荣耀和赞美都归给三一的真神。
We pray in your name.
我们这样一起的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。
Amen.
好，我们感谢这个牧师给我们的提醒。我们一同起立，结束，用三一颂结束我们今天的敬拜。
Let's stand up and sing doxology together.
Thank you.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
下面是欢迎和报告时间。
Let's welcome our new friends.
让我们欢迎第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友，请你们自己介绍一下自己。
Please now introduce yourself. You're the first time come to church.
传遍全世界，然后不断的生根开花。
And that's how the gospel can spread all over the world.
所以我就常常在想。
So many times thinking about.
过去的世代里边，是西方的弟兄姐妹们把福音传给了我们中国人。
In the past, is people from Western come spread the gospel to China.
西方世界有很多很多的宣教士。
In the Western world, there's a lot of people share the gospel.
上帝爱我们中国人。
God loves Chinese.
愿我们中国的人的灵魂能够得救。
They save our spirit.
不仅仅是我们得救，我们把福音要传开。
Not only they save us, but also we have to share the gospel.
2013年的时候，我跟小梅在北京。
In 2013, me and my wife in Beijing.
那那时候，我们从北京有一个专门做基督徒统计的弟兄那边知道，当时北京这个地方基督徒的百分比是8%。
At that time, the percent of Christian in Beijing is only 8%.
如果我们基督徒的数字越来越增加的话，我们不仅是自己得到，而且能够出来做宣教士的话。
Not only we can share the gospel, but we can also be more advanced.
也包括我们今天神把我们先带到北美。
It's including us, bring us to North America.
我们觉得我们到美国来，我们都有一个美国梦。
When we come to America, we all have American dream.
神有更高的旨意。
But God have a deeper meaning for all this.
他要让我们在这边能够跟他相遇。
His plan is for us to meet with him here.
通过耶稣基督的救恩与神和好。
Through the salvation of Jesus Christ, be with God.
我们不能把福音扣留下来。
We cannot hold on to the gospel.
我们要把它传出去。
We have to spread it.
如果我们每一个人都尽到自己这一份责任的时候，我相信中国以后将会成为一个宣教的大国。
So if everybody do this job, I believe that China, the percent of Christian will be the highest.
所以这就是在这里说的，传到普天之下，结果增长。
That's what it says. Indeed, the whole world is bearing fruit and increasing.
因此，这个福音的棒今天都传到了我们这个世代的每一个的弟兄姐妹的身上。
Now the proton of sharing gospel is among you and me and all the brothers and sisters in the world.
我们一定要注意，我们传的是耶稣基督为中心的福音。
And we have to remember that we have to share the gospel with Christ in the center.
我们传的是真理的道。
What we share the gospel is the truth.
我们传的是恩惠的福音。
What we share is about the grace.
我们传的是福音，要让所有听到达的人都愿意蒙恩，愿意来到主的面前接受福音。
The gospel we share will make everybody able to receive and able to receive the grace of God.
我们感谢主留下保罗这些宝贵的写下的话，在圣经里边激励我们。
We are thankful for Paul have record all the good letters.
所以我们不仅仅在这边一起来思想上帝的话，而是我们在行动上面要活出上帝话语的实际。
So over here, not only we have to learn about God's word, but also we have to live the word in our life.
我们相信主在天上看我们的时候，他是要差遣我们。
We believe when God look at us, He's going to send us.
让我们在这个世代里边成为一个神所喜悦传福音的人。
And in this world, let us all become what God loves, who share the gospel.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们向你献上感恩。
Dear God, we are thankful for you being here.
我们知道保罗不仅是说要万事感恩。
We know that the Paul not only want the people who been thankful.
而且他实在是一个感恩的典范。
But he also a very good example for being thankful.
他的哥罗西的人，他在福音上所听见、所持守的，献上感恩。
So like Corinthian, what they see, we give thanks.
也激励我们今天后来的人，我们听到福音，持守正道。
It also encourages that we follow the same path.
我们知道主，你把我们留在这个地上，有一个使命，就要让我们成为福音的见证。
We know, Lord, you let us stay in this world because we have a mission to share the gospel.
我们不仅仅是口传，我们更是在行为上，在生活的见证之间，让人看出我们真是神的儿女。
Not only we share the gospel with our mouths, but also with our action.
谢谢天父给我们这福音。
Thank Lord for the gospel.
愿荣耀和赞美都归给三一的真神。
We pray in your name.
我们这样一起的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。
好，我们感谢这个牧师给我们的提醒。我们一同起立，结束，用三一颂结束我们今天的敬拜。
Let's stand up and sing doxology together. Please be seated.
下面是欢迎和报告时间。
Let's welcome our new friends.
让我们欢迎第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友，请你们自己介绍一下自己。
Please stand and introduce yourself. You're the first time come to church.